For someone who always thinks of the worst-case scenario, I missed this one. Cown. Anne-Marie Kungel, luckily enough, did not. As city council discussed changing Barrie's zoning bylaw to permit as many as 4 residences on one property, and then amending said changes ad nauseam, Kungel mentioned dogs. Yes, this rezoning would involve our best 4-legged friends, chewers of our shoes, constant companions who demand to be walked daily in rain, sleet or snow. Kungel referred to the ownership limits in Barrie's animal control bylaw. It reads, no more than 3 dogs over the age of 6 months may be kept in any residential, commercial or industrial building in the city of Barrie. Which means, if my math is correct, that a property with 4 residential buildings can legally have 12 dogs. 12 dogs, on one property. Legally. This is arguably the epitome of what some call unintended consequences. Something that nobody saw coming. Kungel accepted, although she didn't phrase it this way. Allowing as many as 4 dwelling units is not about the family pet or pets, of course. It's about creating more residences in Barrie so people have a place to live, possibly even an affordable one. And placating the federal government, which dropped off a $25.6 million check last month on condition more housing is created in Barrie during the next 3 years, and that one method is allowing 4 residences on one property. Did I mention it was nice of Ottawa to give Barrie, and its taxpayers, some of their own money back? Better than not returning any of it, I suppose. But nobody mentioned dogs. They're worth considering, even if most dog owners don't have 3 or even 2, because 3 canines could happen. I know families with 3 dogs. Granted, they are of the small variety, but still noisy, still barking, still doing what dogs do out of habit, and there's not much their owners can do about it. Multiply that by 4 and then tell me how you feel about the rezoning. It's true, 12 legal dogs on one property is unlikely to happen very often in Barrie. In fact, 4 residences on one property will probably be an oddity. This is where someone starts talking about another tool in the city's toolkit and my eyes glaze over. As Cown. Jim Harris said a few weeks back, accessory dwelling units aren't the answer to Barrie's housing crisis. There have been 63 built in the last 5 years, 16 last year. So for most, the generous dog limit won't be a great concern. Until it happens in your neighborhood, of course, and you have to listen to 12 dogs barking at each other, growling at each other, just being dogs with each other. Then you'd wish it was the animal control bylaw that was being changed. Speaking about that law, there's another nightmare scenario lurking. It reads, no more than 6 cats over the ages of 6 months may be kept in any residential, commercial or industrial building in the city of Barrie. 6 times 4 is 24 cats. Which might just be way worse than 12 dogs. I didn't miss that one. A batting practice fastball right over the plate. Bob Bruton covers city council for Barrie today. He's been a dog owner, but only one at a time on one property, and that was easily enough dog for his days.